我们读新约圣经加拉太书第三章。
We read from the New Testament, Galatians chapter
3. 新约圣经加拉太书第三章。
New Testament, Galatians chapter
3. 第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
无知的加拉太人呐、啊。耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified?
我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？
This is the only thing I want to find out from you.Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing with faith?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？
Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听信福音呢？
So then does he who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you do it by the works of the law or by hearing with faith?
正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Even so, Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Therefore be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham.
并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham saying,All the nations will be blessed in you.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
So then those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham the believer.
凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照着律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law to perform them.
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith.
律法原不本乎信。只说行这事，行这些事的，就必因此活着。
However, the law is not of faith. On the contrary, he who practices them shall live by them.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us.For it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
In order that in Jesus Christ the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we will receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
弟兄们，我且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃。
Brethren, I speak in terms of human relations. Even though it is only a man's covenant, yet when it has been ratified, no one sets it aside or adds conditions to it.
所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。
Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He did not say to this and to the seeds, and referring to many, but rather to one, and to your seed, that is Christ.
我是这么说，神预先所立的约，不能被那430年以后的律法 废掉，叫应许归于虚空。
What I'm saying is this. The law which came 430 years later does not invalidate a covenant previously ratified by God so as to nullify the promise.
因为承受产业若本乎律法就不本乎应许，但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
For if the inheritance is based on law, it is no longer based on the promise, but God has granted it to Abraham by means of a promise.
这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过犯天上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借天使经中保之手设立的。
Why the law then? It was added because of transgressions, having been ordained through the angels by the agency of a mediator, until the seed would come to whom the promise have been made.
但中保本不是为一面做的，神却是一位。
Now a mediator is not for one party only, whereas God is only one.
这样律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若曾传一个能叫人得生的律法，义就诚然本乎律法了。
Is the law then contrary to the promise of God? May it never be. For if a law hath been given which was able to impart life, then righteousness would indeed have been based on law.
但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
But the scripture has shut up everyone under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
但这因信得救的理还未来已先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。
But before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up to the faith which was later to be revealed.
这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith.
但这因信得救的理既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
所以你们因信基督耶稣就是神的儿子。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为义了。
There is neither Greek Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female.For all of you are one in Christ Jesus.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你常在你的爱中，让我们一同来思想你的话语。
You always bring us into your love so that we can meditate upon your words.
主，我们承认我们天然的智慧是何等的无用。
We confess that our natural wisdom is useless before you.
我们仰望圣灵在这里将你自己的话向我们打开。
We only look up to the Holy Spirit to open your words to us.
主啊，你照着我们每一个人里面的需要，你来向我们说话。
According to the need in each one of us, may you speak to us.
我们何等需要你自己的怜悯。
How we need your mercy.
愿你的恩典覆庇在我们的身上。
May your grace cover all of us.
你带领我们。
May you lead us.
你自己的同在显明在你教会的当中。
Reveal your own presence in your church.
我们一同来仰望你的怜悯。
We look up to your mercy.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们读加拉太书第三章的时候，
When we read the third chapter of Galatians,
我们好像发现这里讲了许多件的事情。
We see that many things are mentioned here.
我们看见在一开始的时候，他特别提到圣灵。
We see in the beginning it mentioned the Holy Spirit.
他说你们是靠圣灵入门，难道还要靠肉身来成全吗？
Here he said you receive the spirit by the works. Oh no. Here he says you were begun by the spirit. Are you not being perfected by the flesh?
我们看见这里面特别提到神的圣灵。
Here he mentions especially the spirit of God.
那么再往后读的时候，我们看见在第七节到第十四节这里又特别说到亚伯拉罕的福。
And when you read on from verse 7 to verse 14, it speaks of the blessings through Abraham.
什么是福呢？
What is a blessing?
我不知道我们对福的概念是什么。
I don't know what your concept of the blessing is.
我想在我们没有得救之前，那个福呢，就是如果钱赚的能够多一点，那福气是很大的。
Before we were saved, then blessings to us would be making a lot of
money. 如果我们有地位，我们有许多的财产，那是很有福气的。
If we have higher positions and possessions, then
如果我们的儿女又成群的话，那福气更大。
And if we have a lot of children and descendants, that's our blessing.
我们不仅自己够用，还可以把我们所攒的钱财留给我们的后代。
And if not only we have enough, but also we can give pass on our.
如果有这样的光景，那实在是很有福气了。
And that would be a blessed condition.
当我们蒙恩得救以后，
But after we're saved,
我们知道神是赐福的神。
We know God is a God of blessings.
我们的神从起初创造天地的时候就是一个赐福的神。
From the beginning of his creation, he is a God of blessings.
我们发现当人造出来的时候，神就赐福给他们。
When he created man, God blessed them.
到底那个福是什么呢？
What is that blessing?
弟兄姊妹，当我们读加拉太书第三章的时候，我们里面好像有点的亮光。
So when we read Galatians chapter 3, we have some light in us.
这里告诉我们那个福是什么呢？
It tells us what that blessing is.
那个福乃是圣灵。
That blessing is the Holy Spirit.
你看在第十四节是怎么说的呢？
See in verse 14.
说这边叫亚伯拉罕的福。
And here he talks about the blessing of Abraham.
引基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
That in Christ Jesus he might come to the
Gentiles. 使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So that we will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵是神一直要赐给人的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the blessing that God wants to give to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是蒙恩得救的人。
We're all saved by grace today.
我不知道你今天认为福是什么。
I don't know what your concept of blessing is.
是不是那个新酒五谷和油呢？
Is it the new wine, the grains, and the oil?
但主说他所赐给我们的哈，是那个喜乐，是胜过那些丰收五谷新酒的人。
But the Lord says His joy surpasses the joy of the harvest.
主今天给我们这些蒙恩得救的人的福太大了。
And His blessing to us today, who are saved by His grace,
是这世上的人没有办法明白的。
It's a blessing that cannot be understood.
他们眼睛没有见过，
they have not seen with their eyes.
耳朵没有听过，
they have not heard with their ears.
连人心都没有想过的，
even they have not fathomed with their heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是福。
That is a blessing.
所以加拉太书第三章这里特别告诉我们，那一个福就是指的圣灵说的。
And here, chapter 3 of Galatians tells us that blessing is the Holy Spirit.
那我们再读后面的时候，他又讲到约。
And we read on, and we see that it talks about the law.
又讲到应许。
And the promise.
弟兄姊妹，这个应许是什么呢？
What is this promise?
神给亚伯拉罕一个应许。
What is the promise that God made to
Abraham? 这应许什么呢？
What did he promise?
到底神应许了什么？
What is that promise?
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到新约的时候，我们眼睛就被打开了。
When we come to the New Testament, our eyes are open.
你还记得主耶稣基督他为我们钉十字架？
Remember Christ Jesus was crucified.
他为我们受死。
And he died for us.
但第三天神叫他从死里复活。
On the third day, he rose from death.
而且用右手将他高举。
And he lifted him up with his
hand. 我们的主升上高天。
He was ascended to heaven.
圣经在特别在使徒行传第二章里怎么告诉我们呢？
Especially in Acts chapter 2.
他既被父用右手高举。
And he was lifted up by the Father.
他就从父那里领受了所应许的圣灵。
And he received the Holy Spirit of promise from the Lord.
把你们所听见所看见的浇灌下来。
对。Pour down what you have seen and heard.
以弗所书第一章十三节那里也这样告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 1:13.
我们既然信他，
we believe in him,
就受了所应许的圣灵。
That you, we have we were sealed in him the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以这里面非常的稀奇。
So it's wonderful.
你发现神其实给亚伯拉罕的应许到底是什么？
So that this promise that God has made to Abraham,
那个应许是历世历代神的儿女信神的百姓都在等候的。
That promise is the promise that all the children of God have been waiting for.
那是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
这里也特别说到约。
Here it talks about the covenant.
神不仅应许他还立约。
Not only God promised,
人的文约尚且不能够废去，神的约难道还能够改变吗？
Even the covenant of man cannot be laid aside.
那么神所立的约到底是什么呢？
What is that covenant?
我们知道在旧约，有个叫旧约 Old Testament.
It talks about the Old Testament.
那么又有新约。
And then there is a New Testament.
我们知道旧约指的是什么说的？
What is that new old covenant?
旧约就是律法。
The old covenant is the law.
我想旧约的核心就是律法。
The center of Old Testament is the law.
那么新约是什么呢？
What is the New Testament?
圣经上新约是把神的律法写在我们的心板上。
It is to that God will write His law.
不是用笔墨写的。
Not with ink.
不是你需要到这个 surgeon 到那个外科医生那把心脏要打开。
Not that you go to a surgeon and open your.
然后他在上面用笔墨给你把这个十诫写在上面。
And he will tattoo his law onto your heart.
不是用笔墨写的。
Not with ink and pen.
圣经怎么告诉我们呢？
What did the Bible tell us?
是用永生神的灵写的。
It is written by the Spirit of the everlasting God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see, brothers?
这里说到应许，这里说到约。
This promise and this covenant is mentioned here.
它都是指的圣灵说的。
It refers to the Holy Spirit.
到了最后一段，那就我们常常读的时候就有点糊涂了。
And to the last portion, sometimes we're confused when we read.
后面一段他说是承受产业。
Here it talks about receiving an inheritance.
那是那个英文就说是这个后嗣，这个后嗣其实就是承受产业的。
And the English talks about having
the
descendants,
the heirs,
the
是承受产业
which means heirs of an inheritance.
那什么是我们的产业？
What is our inheritance?
我们都知道诗篇十六篇非常熟悉的。
We all know I'm very familiar with.
耶和华是我们的产业。
The Jehovah, our God, is our inheritance.
他是我们杯中的份。
And He is the portion of.
我们知道今天一切的丰富都在基督的里面。
All the abundance are in Christ.
主是我们的产业。
And He, the Lord, is our portion.
但是主怎样将的产业让我们来享受呢
？How can we enjoy this inheritance?
乃是在圣灵里面把他所有的一切都赐给了我们。
That is in the Holy Spirit, He has given us all things.
所以当我们读加拉太书第三章的时候
，So when we read Galatians chapter 3,
如果我们仔细的来默想
，If we meditate carefully,
你发现这里至少有一个重点。
You see that there is a highlight here.
或者说我们这里有个中心。
Where there is a center.
就是讲到圣灵。
It talks about the Holy Spirit.
这是非常非常稀奇的。
And it is a very
因为如果我们没有摸着这一个中心。
Because if we do not touch on this
center, 你发现我们读这一章的时候我们不晓得它到底讲什么。
Then we would not know what this chapter is talking
about. 有人说这讲因信称义。
Some people will say it's justified by faith.
罗马书已经讲过因信称义了。
But Romans already talked about justification by faith.
那你说再讲一遍也没有关系嘛。
It's okay that you talk about it again.
但是你仔细读的时候，你发现这里面它是讲因信称义，不错。
If you read it carefully, yes, it did talk about.
但你发现他讲这个信心的时候，是以着另外一个主题为中心的。
But when he talks about faith, it's centered upon something else.
所以我们看见说，在加拉太书第三章里面，它有一个中心。
So we see that there is a center point in Galatians chapter 3.
他给我们看见圣灵。
It reveals to us the Holy Spirit.
你看他一开始的时候，他就给我们看见圣灵对于我们每一个神的儿女来讲太重要了。
Even in the beginning, it says how important the Spirit is to all of us.
因此，圣经上告诉我们，人如果没有基督的灵，就不是属乎基督的。
The Bible tells us, if you're not of the Holy Spirit, then you do not belong to Christ.
我就看见说这个圣灵对我们每一个圣灵太重要了。
We see how important the Holy Spirit is to us.
你看这里面他告诉我们说这个十字架，这个耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前了。
Here it says Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified.
怎么还这么无知呢？
How are you so foolish still?
怎么还有人会迷惑你们呢？
How can anyone still bewitch you?
弟兄姊妹，若不是圣灵把基督的十字架启示在我们里面
，If the Holy Spirit did not reveal the crucifixion.
虽然讲道的人可以把十字架活化在我们的眼前。
Even though preachers can portray him as crucified.
他天天讲十字架的道理。
He can talk about the cross all day long.
但你发现我们还是愿意依靠我们的肉体去来讨神的喜悦。
Yeah, we still relies on our own flesh to seek the pleasure.
难道还是这么无知吗？
How are we still so
foolish? 什么叫做耶稣基督钉十字架呢？
What does it mean to have the crucifixion of
Christ? 岂不是把我们的肉体和那个肉体的邪情私欲，整个的旧人都与他一同钉在十字架上了吗？
Is it not to crucify our old self and all the old flesh with him on the cross?
既然已经都钉在十字架上，
If it's already crucified,
为什么今天我们还要在肉体里面来成全神的旨意呢？
Why do we still try to perfect God's will in our own flesh?
所以你看见圣灵是何等的重要。
So we see how important the Holy Spirit is.
虽然道理我们都懂了，
Even though we know all the theories,
我们自己可能也会讲了。
And we can even preach about it.
但是你发现还是受迷惑。
But we're still confused.
说是谁迷惑了你们呢？
Who has bewitched you?
如果圣灵把十字架的真理已经启示在我们里面，
If the Holy Spirit has revealed the crucifixion of Christ,
我们怎么还会受迷惑呢？
How can we be bewitched again?
后面告诉我们说，我们知道我们蒙恩得救，我们得着了主的生命。
And later it tells us that we're saved by grace, we received the life of Christ.
这个生命是怎么开始的呢？
How did this life begin?
从灵生的就是灵。
It says, those who are born of the spirit is the spirit.
就是肉身。
Those who are born of the flesh is of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，人就不能够进神的国。
If you're not born again in the water and the spirit, you cannot enter.
我们得了重生，乃是借着圣灵把这个生命带给我们。
We're born again because of the Holy Spirit brought this life to us.
弟兄姊妹，没有圣灵的工作，我们没有一个人可以蒙恩得救。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, none of us can be saved.
不在乎人智慧委婉的言语。
It is not to the
哎，在乎圣灵和大能的名证。
But it is by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太稀奇了。
This is so wonderful.
所以你仔细读的时候，你发现这一章真的可能是真的是个重点，是非常突出的。
If you read this chapter carefully, you see this.Highlight very clearly.
而且他继续告诉我们说，既然从圣灵开始了，
and here it says,
既然这个生命是从圣灵开始的，
if this life began by the
Spirit, 这个新的生命，
it's a new life.
这个新的生命，这个从基督来的生命，
it's a new life from Christ.
从在我们里面开始了，
it began in us.
是从哪开始的呢？
Where did it begin?
是借着圣灵开始的，
it is by the Spirit.
那么现在这个生命要长大了，
if the life wants to grow,
这个生命要被成全了，
it needs to be perfected.
那到底靠什么？
What do you live by?
是不是还要靠遵守一些律法规条呢？
Is it by obeying the law?
是不是遵行律法规条就能够使这个生命长大呢？
By obeying the law, can you cause this life to grow?
这是加拉太人的无知。
That is the foolishness of the Galatians.
他们的生命是从圣灵开始的。
Their life began with the Spirit.
但他们想说，如果要想快一点让生命长大的话，
But they think if I want this life to grow quickly,
也许就守一些的规条，受个割礼就可以了。
And perhaps by obeying the law and go through circumcision,
他们觉得这是一柳条的近路。
And that's a shortcut.
这里说你们是这样的无知吗？
Here Paul says you are foolish.
难道从圣灵开始的，难道还要靠肉体成全吗？
What you have begun by the Spirit, are they being perfected in the flesh?
神给我们的这个生命，
this life that God has given us,
它只在圣灵里面，它才能够长大。
It can only grow in the Holy Spirit.
好像鱼在水里面才能够自由的生长。
Just like fish can only grow and live freely.
你说这个鱼是在水里生了？
You see, the fish was born.
但是我把它放在空气里养。
But I want to grow it in the air.
这就是让它做地狱之子了。
Then that.You bring him to a life of hell.
他是在这个水里面生的。
If the fish is born in the water,
他也要在水里面长大。
It needs to grow in the water.
你们是这么无知吗？
Are you so foolish?
怎么让这个鱼在水里面生出来？怎么把它放在别的地方长呢？
Why would you have a fish that's born in water to take it out of water and grow somewhere else?
所以你仔细读，你发现这里面真的看见圣灵对于我们每一个蒙恩得救的神儿女太重要了。
You read it carefully, you see how important it is for the Holy Spirit to be with us.
不仅得救的时候是在借着圣灵我们得救了。
Not only we're saved by the Spirit.
我们每一个人今天都得着了这个生命。
Not only we all have received
the life. 我们都可以见证这个生命在我们的里面。
We can all testify this life is in us.
弟兄姊妹，但是这个生命怎么长大呢？
But also, how do you cause this life to grow?
这个长大的道路在哪里呢？
Where is the way?
弟兄姊妹，你看见这里告诉我们说，乃是在圣灵里面，这个生命就被成全。
It only tells us here that it's only in the Holy Spirit we can be perfected.
那么中文圣经告诉我们说，这个在第五节说，那赐给你们圣灵。
In verse 5, it says, He who provides you with the Spirit.
这个其实英文不是这样，英文是说是 a bountifully given to you.
The English even translates that
原文是非常丰富的赐给你们
He who bountifully provides you with the Spirit
哦弟兄姊妹你知道一切的丰富都在圣灵里面
We see all the abundance are in the Spirit
今天有的人说那我就属肉体好了
And some people say I just want to belong to the flesh
追求了半天还是这么苦
You see the Galatians
我就知道你们这些爱主的人就是非常苦的
The Galatians pursue after the Lord so much
千万不能像你们信的那么迷
He suffers so much
越爱主越痛苦的
I don't want to suffer that much to love the Lord too much
所以我爱世界好了
I just want to love the world
所以我就不追求好了
So I don't want to pursue anymore
我就随随便便好了
I just want to be casual
你知道吗这个生命已经在你里面了
Do you not know this life is already in you
只要你不活在圣灵里
If you do not live in the Spirit
弟兄姊妹，无论你是追求也好，不追求也好，
Either you pursue or not, it's suffering.
刚才我们弟兄讲到拿俄米，对拿俄米的故事。
Earlier, our brother mentioned the story of Naomi.
拿俄米什么意思啊？
What does Naomi mean?
拿俄米是甘甜啊。
It means sweetness.
你要读圣经，你知道拿俄米所预表的乃是圣灵啊。
If you read the Bible, you know Naomi.
你知道这个她的丈夫根本
refers to the Holy Spirit.
根本不听圣灵的。
And you know her husband does not listen to the Holy Spirit.
他非得去爱世界去了。
And he wants to
live in the world.
He wants to live in the world.
最后你知道这个拿俄米怎么做见证吗？
And you know how Naomi.
拿俄米说：“你们不要再叫我拿俄米。”
And Naomi says, "Do not call me Naomi."
你叫我马拉好了。
Call me Mara.
本来我是喜乐的。
I was joyful.
只要你顺服我，在你里面就把喜乐、把平安、把所有的丰富都赐给你的。
As long as you listen to heed my voice, I will give you all the joy and all the sweetness.
但是你非得说你要去追求世界。
But you want to pursue.
你说你要懒惰，你说你要像世人一样活着。
You want to be lazy and live as the world.
所以圣灵在我们里面就担忧。
So the Holy Spirit is grieved.
圣灵在我们里面原来是喜乐的。
Holy Spirit was a joy.
现在成马拉了。
Now he becomes Mara.
所以你里面非常的痛苦。
And he is grieved within us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们蒙恩得救了
，If we're saved by grace，
如果我们真的是从上头而生的
，If we were truly born from above，
我们如果这个消灭圣灵的感动
，And if we grieve the Spirit and
我们谬着圣灵的带领
of the Spirit，
我们就硬着景象不顺服
，We do not follow the guidance of the Spirit。
弟兄姊妹，我们里面是愁苦的
，And we know there is a sorrow in us。
虽然外面我们可以有许许多多的好处
，Even though on the outside we have many blessings，
但这些好处我们却没有办法享受
，Many happiness， but we cannot enjoy。
只有在圣灵里面，你发现那个产业才是丰富的
，Only in the Holy Spirit we know the inheritance is abundant。
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？我们今天得着了圣灵。
Do you see that we have received the Spirit today?
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记这件事。
Do not forget.
加拉太人糊涂了。
The Galatians were foolish.
他们被迷惑了。
They were confused.
他们忘记了今天神已经把圣灵赐给他们了。
They had forgotten that God has already given them.
我们知道那个时候，这个外邦人得救是了不得的一件事情。
We know at that time, Gentile for Gentiles.
外邦人得救，这些犹太人有的是不是都不能接受的？就是信主人都不能接受的。
Even the Jewish people cannot accept it.
圣灵只能降在我们身上的。
They thought, the Holy Spirit can only fall on us.
圣灵不可以降在外邦人身上。
There's no way that it can fall on the Gentiles.
但是在这个哥林流家里面，圣灵就做了一个非常明显的见证。
But in the household of Cornelius.
彼得还在那里讲的时候，圣灵就浇灌了下来。
While Peter was still preaching, the Holy Spirit came down.
看见说他们因信就得了所应许的圣灵。
Because of their faith, they have received the Holy Spirit of promise.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在基督里所得的丰富是何等的大呢
？How wonderful and how abundant are the, everything we receive in Christ.
而且他说在你们中间这个行异能的。
And also he who, works miracles among you.
这个很好，这个 miracle 我很喜欢。这个
talks about miracles,
真的是很奇妙的。
And it's one, it's miraculous.
你知道神的儿女的生活不是奇怪的生活。
It is not a strange life for the children of God.
有些人过的生活是很奇怪的生活。
Many people live a very strange life.
神的儿女的生活是奇妙的生活。
But the life of the children of God is miraculous.
弟兄姊妹，为什么这么奇妙
？Why is it miraculous?
不是因为我们行了律法。
It's not because we follow the law.
不是因为我们守了什么规矩。
It's not because we follow any.
乃是因为圣灵在那里行了异能。
But it is because the Holy Spirit works miracles.
太奇妙了。
It is too
只要我们肯相信
As long as we believe
弟兄姊妹你发现我们的生活就是一个奇妙的生活
You see that our life is a wonderful life
弟兄姊妹我们不是每天愁眉苦脸的生活
That we do not live in sorrow
我们每天是一个奇妙的生活
We live a wonderful life
就从我们刚刚开始蒙恩得救的时候 我们神的儿女有一个特点
Even when we just began believing in the
Lord 我们神的儿女生命中有一个突出的特点
We see a very clear characteristic
就是奇妙
That is wonderful.
你就这个大家你们还记得吗这个当我们听这个刚刚受洗的弟兄姊妹的见证我们都知道非常奇妙的。
Do you remember the testimony of those who are just believed?
弟兄姊妹不是等到这个信主很久很久才奇妙一开始就奇妙的。
It is not that after you believe in the Lord for a long time and then it becomes wonderful.
我记得上一次这个我们那个 有个弟兄他这个才是可能是九二十岁是反正忘了几岁了反正就是很年轻就对了那么他做见证
I remember last time there was a young brother in the age of 19 or 20 and he bare his testimony
他告诉我们说太奇妙了
He says it's too wonderful
他说他那个时候信心很软弱的
And he said his faith was very weak
对主也不大认识的
He didn't really know the Lord very much
但是他就简单的来到主面前祷告
He simply come before the Lord and pray
他那个时候那个上这个上中文课就是上这个叫什么就是Chinese 这个反正中文课就是语言课
he goes to take language lessons
那么这个语言课要一定要考试的
and these language lessons will have
exams 每次考试他说都要写作文的
every exam he will have to write an essay
他太怕作文了
and he's really afraid of writing essays
主啊好不好这次饶了我吧
and so he prayed to the Lord
能不能让今天这个老师他就不知道怎么回事他就不要考作文了
and maybe you can cause this teacher to not have an essay question this time
他说这个从他进到学校到他出学校就那么一次
from the time he entered school to the time he graduated
那天老师不知道怎么回事就说今天不写作文
the teacher just on that day says we will not write an essay today
他说太奇妙了
he says too wonderful
哎呀他说我们的神太奇妙了
he says this God I believe is too wonderful
他说后来他这个他在学校里面他看书的时候他就看不进去
so when he was studying in school he couldn't readinto it
就里面就感觉是你出去出去出去
and there is a moving in his heart he says go out
他就出去去散步
so he went to walk around the campus
他就出去的时候就碰见一个这个韩国的一个弟兄
as soon as he walked out he met this brother from Korea
神就借着这个韩国的弟兄带给他许多属灵的祝福
and through this brother from Korea he brought him many spiritual blessings to this young brother
想都想不到
He says I cannot even fathom
哦、oh, 弟兄姊妹那在你们中间行异能的、
He who does miracles
那是因为你们行了律法呢还是因为你们听信福音呢
Is it because you follow the works of the law Or is it because、
oh, 弟兄姊妹
you have the hearing with faith
头一小段他就给我们看见圣灵对于我们每一个神的儿女来讲太重要了
You see this first passage it says
不仅是我们得救的开始
Not only is the beginning of our salvation
也是生命长大所赖以的这个唯一的凭借
But it's only reliance we have
而且让我们的生命成为一个奇妙的生活
And this life will become a wonderful miraculous life
不是奇怪的生活是奇妙的生活
Not a strange weird life but a miraculous
弟兄姊妹太重要了
It is too so important
那么这里面我们就要问一个问题
So we have a question here
既然主已经把圣灵赐给了我们
If the Lord has already given us
既然圣灵对我们每一个神儿女来讲这么重要
if it is so important to us
那我们怎么样能够领受并享受圣灵的丰富呢
And how can we receive and enjoy all the abundance in the Spirit
弟兄姊妹这个太重要了
It is so important
这个问题必须要回答
We have to answer
这个问题不仅要回答
Not only we need to answer the
而且要回答的非常的确定
But we need to answer with a
因为这件事对于每一个神的儿女太关键了
Because this is a key moment
因为如果我们不晓得怎样享受圣灵
Because if we do not know how to enjoy the Holy Spirit
我们光听了一个圣灵的道
We only hear the preaching of
我们不能够实际的来享用圣灵做我们里面的供应
And then we cannot have the Spirit to become a
reality 我们的生活不是奇妙的生活
then we don't have a wonderful life
最多是奇怪的生活
it's at most a weird strange life
你知道这个我们实在太需要了解这件事了
and we need to know this matter with great importance
所以这里面我们读的时候就很清楚
so when we read we become clear
圣灵这里就告诉我们说乃是因着信
the Holy Spirit teaches us that it is because of our faith
就借着 简单的信心
by a simple faith，
你就得着圣灵的丰富
you receive the abundance，
你就能够实际的享受圣灵做你的供应
you in reality you receive the
你说就这么简单吗？
Is it so simple？
你有什么依据呢？
How
你有什么根据呢？
What's the assurance？
他说就如亚伯拉罕
so here it says just like Abraham，
正如亚伯拉罕信神。
Even so, Abraham believed God.
这就算为他的义。
And it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
你知道，当圣灵在启示这些真理的时候
，You know, when the Holy Spirit revealed this truth to us,
他把我们带回到头一个享受这个祝福的人。
He brings us to the first person who enjoyed.
如果头一个人他是那借着信享受神的祝福
，If the first person received this blessing because of
his faith, 就以后我们所有的人，我们所享受圣灵也都是同样的原则。
And all of us to receive this blessing.
我们那神是创始成终的。
Our Lord is the beginning.
他开始这个人他是怎样的原则，以后每一个人都是这样的原则。
How he authorized this principle and he follows his.
如果亚伯拉罕他领受这个祝福是因着单单简单的相信的。
If Abraham received this blessing because of his simple faith.
那我们今天每一个来到神面前的人也都是同样的原则。
And all of us who come before God abides in the same principle.
神的律是不改变的。
His law does not change.
神的律就是说，这个律就是说在哪儿都是一样的。
That law means it is the same everywhere you go.
你在美国是这个律，在中国也是这个律的。
It's the same principle here in America.
无论你到哪里都是这个律的。
Wherever you go, it's the same law.
所以这里就告诉我们，亚伯拉罕他领受这个祝福到底因着什么
？So here it says, how did Abraham receive the blessing?
亚伯拉罕领受这个福很简单，
Abraham received the blessing by a simple faith.
不是因着行律法。
It is not by because he obeyed the law.
因为亚伯拉罕那个时候律法还没下来呢。
Because at the time of Abraham there wasn't the law.
所以你知道，当圣灵这样来启示的时候，人读的时候没有话讲的。
So no one can have any excuse when.
甚至当神应许亚伯拉罕要把那个祝福给他的时候，连割礼都还没赐下来的。
Even when God has given Abraham the blessing, there wasn't even circumcision.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里面，他就特别简单的告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
So here he tells us very simply, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
所以这里说，如果你是以信为本的
，So here if you believe.
如果你在神面前，你说我要凭着信心来到主的面前
，If you come before the Lord with a faith.
这里说，你就是照着亚伯拉罕的原则。
Then you follow the principle of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕身上的原则就应用在你的身上。
The principle that applied to Abraham applies to you.
这里说，凡是以信为本的和那个有信心的亚伯拉罕都一同的蒙福。
Here it says, therefore it is to those who are faith who are the sons of Abraham.
这里面说，这神早就预先看见说要叫外邦人因信称义。
So those who are faith are blessed with Abraham the believer.
所以就早就传福音给亚伯拉罕。
The scripture foresee that God will justify the Gentiles.
信心的原则就赐给了亚伯拉罕。
So God has preached the gospel and gave the principle.
所以如果我们今天是效法亚伯拉罕之信的
，If we follow his faith,
弟兄姊妹非常的清楚。
Then it's very clear.
我们就是因着这个信心的原则，就享受并接受。得着并享受圣灵的丰富。
By this principle of faith, we receive and enjoy all the provision from the Spirit.
那这里面后面他就特别说，那律法呢
？Here he tells us, then what about the law?
那能不能我也信
？Can it be that I have faith in him?
我又再加上守律法。
At the same time, I will add on the works of the law.
换句话说，是不是这个信心就足够了呢？
Is the faith on the other? In another word,
这一个原则很简单，不错。
I see that the principle is very simple.
但是简单到一个地步，我们觉得有点靠不住了。
But is it so simple that we thought it's not reliable?
是不是我们再加上一点什么
？Do we need to add anything to it?
就是说，我们也稍微有一点的律法。
And perhaps we need to follow some law.
所以这里面就告诉我们
，Here it tells us.
如果我们守律法的话
，If we follow the law.
不仅不能让我们蒙福
，Not only we cannot receive blessings，
反而受咒诅
，But we're under a curse。
这里说，凡是以律法为本的，
Here,
都是被咒诅的。
Here he says, as many as are the works of law are under a curse。
你说这是什么意思
？What does that mean？
什么叫做以律法为本的，都是被咒诅的
What is the work of the law that's under a curse? 弟兄姊妹，你了解不了解这里所说的？ Do you understand what it's saying?
你看这里说什么呢？
What does it say here?
他说哈，如果你是一个要想借着律法在神面前蒙恩的一个人，
Here's、
蒙福的一个人。
If you want to receive the blessing by following the law before God.
他说呢，你就他说这个是第十节后半，他说凡不常照律法书上所记一切知识去行的。
In the second part of verse 10 says, those who do not continue in the law and do them will be cursed.
其实还差一个 all the laws.
All the laws.
所有的，你知道这个咒诅在哪里呢？
Where is the curse?
假设说我们今天，你说我们今天新约了，有人说我们新约有新约的律法。
We can hypothesize that here in the New Testament,
旧约的律法我就不守了。
A law of the New Testament. We don't need to follow the law of the Old Testament.
假设你读了圣经以后，你很受感动。
Perhaps you read the Bible that you are moved.
不住的祷告。
That you want to follow the law to pray.
这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And that is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的旨意。
That is the will of God.
不住的祷告。
To pray unceasingly.
如果你把这个当成律法来守的话，
If you treat this as a law,
你就看见马上你就看见这是咒诅。
Then you see as soon as you see that,
你试试看。
It's a curse to you. Because
不住的祷告。
You can go back and try it.
那你没法讲道了，对吧？你就不住的祷告嘛。
Then you can't even preach because you have to pray unceasingly.
那么有的弟兄姊妹他们得了这个花草病黑 fever， 那么你就完了，根本就没希望了。
Some brothers and sisters, if they are fallen sick to hay fever, then they are hopeless.
你就没有办法这个不住的祷告，不住的祷告嘛。
Because you cannot pray unceasingly.
你要常这样的做，就常就是 continue， 这个英文很好，就是持续的这么做啊。
And also you need to continue to do all the
things. 如果你要说你要守律法的话。
If you want to follow the law,
你说就算我真的就是一直不住的祷告，我连睡觉都不睡了，也就不住的祷告。
Even if you pray unceasingly, even you forsake,
连吃饭的时候我都不住的祷告。
All the time, even in your when you're eating and sleeping.
这里还说你还得所有哈，这个是不仅是不住，常照着，而且还要所记一切知识都要去做的。
And you need to abide by all the things written in the book of the law.
圣经上说，只要你犯了一条
，if you transgress one，
就是犯了重条
，and that means you transgress all the law，
那你真的就没希望了。
Then you're really hopeless。
这真的是咒诅啊
！It is really a curse。
你要持续不断的守
，not only you need to continue，
好不容易守了一个
，all of it，
那下一个又守不住了。
那 you try all your effort to abide in one。
只要你破了一条。
And then you cannot do the next one.
就是破了全
If you transgress one law, then you transgress all the laws.
所以凡是以律法为本的都是受咒诅的。
Because cursed is everyone who are under the law.
弟兄姊妹，这些在我们刚刚开始蒙恩得救，有的时候我们不明白。
Sometimes we're just believed in the Lord, we cannot understand these things.
基督为我们受了咒诅。
But here this says Christ has become cursed for us.
主耶稣在十字架上不仅为我们流出了宝血。
Not only he poured out his blood on the cross.
这里面更把十字架真实的意义告诉我。
But it showed us the true meaning of the cross.
他把我们从律法的咒诅底下给赎出来。
He redeemed us out of the curse of the law.
使我们今天不再受律法的咒诅。
So we're no longer under curse by the law.
我们乃是得着所应许的祝福。
But we received the blessing of promise.
单因着信。
Simply because of our faith.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
你看这一段啊。他就告诉我们说，圣经头一个是什么律，我们身上也是什么律。
He tells us the first principle found in the Bible is the same principle in us.
那后面讲什么呢？
What does it talk about afterward?
后面他就接着讲，从这个第十五节。
From verse 15.
他说这一个是应许，不错。
It says, yes, this is a promise.
应是应许，所以你就借着信就可以得到了。
Because it's a promise, you can receive it by faith.
但是这个应许不仅仅是给亚伯拉罕的。
But not only this promise is for Abraham.
是给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔的。
But it's also for Abraham and his seed.
哎，这个也许跟律法有关系了。
And perhaps this has something to do with the law.
因为他的后裔很多。
Because he has a lot of descendants.
而且他的后裔等到这个后裔的后裔的时候，律法就降下来了。
And the descendants at the descendants of his descendants, the law
came. 是不是神起初在亚伯拉罕身上的那一个原则，他觉着是不是又加上了一些什么？
Did the Lord add to his principle?
是不是神又有点改变了什么？
Did Lord change anything?
很明显的，在430年以后，神就把律法赐下来了。
Very clearly, after 430 years, the
Lord gave us the law. 所以，如果我们要是说借着亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，我们要得福的话
，So if we want to receive the blessing of Abraham and his descendant,
你就发现一件事，很可能有人就糊涂了。
Then perhaps some people will be confused.
这里面圣经就清楚地告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us very clearly,
在亚伯拉罕身上是借着信让我们得着所应许的祝福。
Abraham received his blessings by his faith.
借着他的后裔。
And also through his descendants.
同样是借着信心的原则。
It's the same principle of faith.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为不是许多的后裔。
It does not say to the seeds.
乃是那一个后裔。
But it says to the seed that is one.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
太奇妙了。
It is too marvelous.
你说为什么要圣经要这么写呢？
Why does the Bible
record it like that? 为什么圣经写了亚伯拉罕又写他的后裔呢？
Why did the Bible record Abraham also to his seed?
弟兄姊妹，我们如果明白神的心
，If we understand God's will,
圣经上告诉我们两个人的见证是真的。
We know that the testimony of two is true.
借着亚伯拉罕，信心的原则很清楚了。
It's very clear through Abraham this principle of faith.
但是神告诉我们说他的见证从是两个人的见证。
But the Lord tells us his testimony is always
the testimony. 第二个人的见证是谁呢？
So who is the second testimony?
就是基督。
That is Christ.
就借着基督我们得着这个神的祝福也是因着信。
Through Christ we receive the promise and the blessing of God is also by faith.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
如果你要想借着这一个后裔得祝福的话
Because you want to receive the blessing through this descendant of
你就是说你要借着基督得祝福的话
If you want to receive him, the blessing through Christ
你就必须与基督合而为一
Then you need to be united in him
因为这个应许是给那个后嗣的是给那个是给承受产业的
Because this promise is given to the heir
你怎么样能够与基督合而为一呢
How can you be united in Christ?
这里说你们因信就都是神的儿子了
Here it says by faith you are called the son of God
因信你们就披戴了基督了
And you are clothed in Christ
基督就把我们所有的分别就全都除去了
And he has put aside all of our differences
弟兄姊妹太奇妙了
It is too marvelous
我们在基督里就成为一了
That we can become one
我们与这一个承受应许的后嗣这一个这一个后裔这个单数的后裔就合而为一了
We can become one with the seed who is the heir of
the inheritance
It is not by working
你没有办法借着行律法成为别人家里的孩子
You cannot become the children of some other household
我可以很喜欢中间假如有些小孩子我说我们认他为干儿子或者说怎么样子我很喜欢他
And if I like someChild, I try. Maybe I want to become his godfather.
你这才要成为我们家里的人，那真的是，那真的只有恩典的。
But for him to be truly become a member of my family,
无论他做什么都没有用的。
It's only by grace, no matter what he has done.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这里面说，只借着信心，我们就和基督联合了。
Here it says, only by faith we're
我们就和基督
one in Christ,
成为一了。
We become one in Christ.
既然是一了
，If only one，
这里就结论就是说，你们既属乎基督。
And here the conclusion is that if you are of Christ,
就是亚伯拉罕的后裔
then you are Abraham's descendant,
就照着应许承受产业的了
the heirs according to the promise.
所以这里面圣灵在这里给我们做非常清楚的见证
Here the Holy Spirit bears very clear testimony.
借着亚伯拉罕的见证那个得祝福的原则是信
Through the testimony of Abraham, that principle to receive
借着他的后裔得祝福那个原则也是信
And it's the same principle through his descendant through
但你说中间还一大段你把它给越过去了
So you say How come you skipped the whole passage in the middle
中间这一段就告诉我们说有人有问题的
And the passage in the middle tell us
因为借着这一个后裔就是肉身我们的主来到地上的时候那个是在这个亚伯拉罕这个应许差不多一千五百年以后的事情了
Because the Lord came
不止了
in his flesh,
快两千年的事情了
When the Lord came in his flesh is after about 2,000 years after Abraham
那么在这个四百三十年以后神就把律法赐下来了
But the law came 430 years
等这个后裔等很久了
And you waited for a long time for
所以神把这个律法赐下肯定有意义的
So perhaps there's a meaningThere's a reason that God gave us the law.
那既然就是说都是因着信心的原则，那就不要把律法给我们好了。
If it's only by the principle of faith,
让我们都糊涂了。
give us the law.
我们至少犹太人糊涂了。我们犹太人以为说要得着神的祝福，这就叫遵守神的律法。
At least the Jews thought if I want to receive the blessing of God, I need to follow the law.
那么既然神圣灵这么清楚的指示说得祝福的那个唯一的道路就是信心的话。
If the Lord showed us so clearly through the Spirit that it's by faith we
see. 为什么还要把这个律法赐下来呢
？Why did God give us the law?
何必呢
？Why, for what reason?
所以这里面就看见说律法赐下来是非常重要的。
And here he tells us it's very important.
首先他说是为了过犯天上的。
First is because of our transgressions. Why is that?
你知道人今天在地上活着。
Because we here live on the earth.
其实里面都有个感觉。
We all have a feeling inside.
人都觉得自己要像神。
We all have a sense to say that we want to be like God.
这就是老祖宗我们亚当夏娃他们失败的时候的那里面的感觉。
That is the same sense in Adam and Eve when they fell.
要像神。
We want to be like God.
但你知道，人如果没有律法的话
，But if you do not have the law,
人不知道自己离神有多远。
You don't know how far you are from the Lord.
人不知道自己多么不像话。
You don't know how fallen you are, corrupt.
中国人说不像话，像哪个话？像律法的话。
The Chinese says you are not like the law.
你知道神把这个律法赐下来
，The Lord has given us the law，
让人知道自己太不像了
，So that we know that we're not like him。
我们在福音组有时候服侍的时候，你就发现人就有这样的想法。
When we're serving the gospel group，
在他不晓得那个律法的时候
，Even before these
不晓得神所要得着的那一个神的形象是什么形象的时候
，When they did not know the image of the Lord，
有个朋友这么告诉我。
A friend told me this.
我杀人也是好的。
Even if I murder, I'm good.
这是你们说不好。
Only you are the one saying this.
我觉得神的形象就是杀人的形象。
I think the image of the Lord is the image of murder.
你就看见说人今天随着因着罪的缘故，因为过犯的缘故，你发现人与神何等的遥远。
You see, because of sins and transgressions,
人今天以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
We glory in our own shame.
人今天明明活在罪中，活在羞耻和败坏的里面。
We live in shame, in corruption.
人今天甚至把自己的羞辱在那里，在外面彰显出来。
But we even display our shame outwardly.
弟兄姊妹，你看今天这个时代是不是这样一个时代
？Do you not see in this generation?
若不是神的律法
，If it's not by the law of the Lord,
人不晓得原来神的那个形象是什么样子。
We would not know what the Lord looks like.
所以你知道这个律法赐下来就为过犯天上的。
So here the law was given because of
告诉人说人根本就不像
and to tell us that we're
太不像了
from God,
太不像话了
from the image of God.
人今天真的太不像了
we're not like him at all
弟兄姊妹没有律法做镜子我们真的还不认识自己、啊、
if we don't have this law as a mirror then we do not know ourselves
所以这告诉我们这律法赐下来是为过犯天上的
so here the law was given because of transgressions
因为只有这样的缘故人才会寻求怎样我们才能够像神
only because of this man will come and seek how can we become like
God 那么后面进一步告诉我们这个律法不能够让我们得生命
and later it tells us the law cannot give us life
如果你因着神的见证你愿意来寻求怎样像神
if by the testimony of God through the law
因为神起初造我们的时候旨意就是让我们像神
Because you see that his desire in creating us,
但是人在
so that we can be like
不认识救恩的时候，当他要来寻求像神的时候
，But before you know the salvation, you come to seek to be like him.
他就发现说，这个生命不行。
You realize your life is not the same.
他没有一个行出那个律法的生命。
You don't have a life that can
律法是非常好的。
The law is good.
律法是非常属灵的。
The law is spiritual.
但是问题是我这个生命没有办法。
But the problem is that I have no way in doing that in my own life.
所以这个律法不仅给我们看见行为有问题。
So not only the law shows that our actions is wrong.
律法也更给我们看见生命出了问题。
But the law also reveals that our life is wrong.
然后它进一步再告诉我们，这律法是迅猛的师傅。
And it also tells us the law is a tutor.
你这什么叫迅猛的师傅
？What is a tutor?
师傅就专门挑错的。
A tutor is the one who pick out all your.
你知道带小朋友去弹琴，每一次都要好好祷告的。
And every time I take my kids to piano lessons, I need to pray.
因为那是教师啊。
Because you go to a.
每次去，他说我这家里练的已经很好了。
He says I practice so well at home.
但是到老师那就绝望了。
Every time I go to the teacher,
每次从老师那回来都绝望了。
Every time I come back from the teacher,
我说怎么练没有用的。
No matter how I practice,
这个老师是专门挑错的。
Teacher only pick out my mistakes.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？律法就在我们身边专门挑错的。
Did you see this tutor, this law as a tutor pick out all our
mistakes? 所以不仅我们看见行为不行。
Not only we see our actions,
不仅看见我们的生命有了问题。
Not only we see that our life has problems,
而且我们发现我们这个生命改不好了。
And we see that we cannot
怎么改也改不好。
No matter how we change
怎么努力也没有用啊。
No matter how we try,
我们绝望了。
So we're in despair.
我们就都被圈在最终了。
We're all shut up and confined
in sin. 我们就等候那一个应许来到。
So we can only wait for the promise to come.
我们就等候神的救恩。
We can only wait for the salvation.
只有主才能拯救我们的。
Only He can save us.
只有他能够给我们一个全新的生命。
Only He can give us a brand new life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you
see? 这里面告诉我们，律法不是与神的应许反对。
The law is not against the promise of God.
律法不是要改变神信心的律。
The law is not to change the principle.
律法乃是告诉人说，你不借着信心来到神面前就没有路。
But the law tells us there is no other way unless you come.
只有这一条信心的路来到主的面前。
This way of the faith is the only
way. 人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
Unless you have faith, you cannot please God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，来到神面前，单单因着信。
To come before the Lord, we need to have faith only.
这个信心就足够了。
And this faith is
不需要加添什么。
You do not need to add anything to it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看他这个圣灵在这里末世的时候，那一个论证是非常非常严谨的。
You see the Holy Spirit as he reveals this matter to us, he's very precise.
他一层一层的告诉我们说，这一条的道路非常的简单。
He tells us by all arguments that this way is very simple.
赐给了我们。
And he has already given us the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要得着并享受圣灵，就是借着信心。
If we need to receive and enjoy the Spirit, it's only by faith.
有的时候有人说加拉太书很消极。
And sometimes some people will say, Galatians is very negative.
有人说加拉太书反对律法。
And it's against the law.
加拉太书一点都不反对律法。
The Galatians is not against the law at all. The
加拉太书所反对的。
The book of Galatians is against.
反对的乃是说你拿律法来取代圣灵。
It's against for those who wants to replace the Holy Spirit with the law.
律法是幼稚园的老师。
The law is a teacher of the kindergarten.
你在幼稚园的时候，你当然要在老师的手下。
If you're in the kindergarten, of course you'll be
under the teacher. 当然他要指责你的错误。
Of course he'll pick out your mistakes.
但是当你在基督里面，你发现。你得着圣灵的时候
But when you graduate into Christ, you
receive
the Holy Spirit. 因为这个
训蒙的师父是引我们到基督那里。
Because this tutor leads us to Christ.
当我们来到基督面前的时候
When we come before the Lord,
你发现主就把我们从这个幼稚园的老师的手下就挪到了圣灵的手下。
You see that the Lord transfers us from the under the kindergarten.
从此我们不在律法的
手下。We're no longer under the law.
我们乃是在圣灵的手下。
We're under the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，今天所带领我们、所供应我们、所管理我们的是圣灵。
The one who provides for us, who leads us, who guides us is the Holy
Spirit. 我们升班了。
We have graduated.
我们不应该一直留在幼儿园的。
We have moved on from kindergarten.
加拉太书反对的不是幼儿园的老师。
The Galatians is not against the kindergarten.
不是说你升班了以后把幼儿园老师都杀掉，不是。
It's not to say after you graduate you go back and kill all the kindergarten.
这些幼儿园的老师是很重要的。
These are important teachers and
tutors. 这些幼儿园老师一直要在那里待着的。
And they will remain there.
因为还有很多很多愿意蹲班的人的。
Because there are many many who want to remain.
明明已经信主很多年了。
They have believed in the Lord.
早就应该得着圣灵的祝福了。
They should have received all the blessing of the
Spirit. 但因为跟这个老师关系太近了。
But because they are so close.
感情太好了
，They're so close to them，
不肯升班的
，They refuse to move on，
又回来蹲班了
，They come back to the they remain。
当然还有许许多多这个不法的
，And there are also many
还有许许多多根本不愿意被顺服的
，There are many who are disobedient。
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女不是没有老师的
，The children of God is not without teachers。
你要不然在律法的手下
You're either under the law
你要不然在圣灵的手下
Or you're under the Holy Spirit
凡不肯在圣灵手下的
If you refuse to be under the Spirit
统统打回去的
You all go back to the law
你都在律法之下
And you're all under the law.
不要以为我们在神的教会可以随随便便。
Do not think you can be casual.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会是有规范的。
There is a standard in the Church of God.
神的教会是有法则的。
And there's a law. There is.
凡是以为在神的教会就可以随便的人，就根本就活在律法底下。
If you think you can be casual and in the Church of God, then you are under the law.
哦，弟兄姊妹，但是神今天带我们是来到圣灵的手下。
Brothers and sisters, but today the Lord leads us to be under the Holy Spirit.
什么时候我们活在信心里
？When we live in our faith.
我们就在圣灵的手下。
We're under the hand of the Holy Spirit.
什么时候我们活在自己里面
？When we live in ourselves.
我们又回去了。
And we go back to the.
我们又回到那懦弱无用的小学。
We go back to the kindergarten.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得是不是愚昧呢
？Is this not foolishness?
你知道，有的时候你教小朋友，你看他做数学的时候，你就知道他有的时候归回那懦弱无用的小学。
Sometimes when we teach little children math, you see that they go back to the silliness of kindergarten.
99乘100
And you teach them 99 times 100.
其实很容易的。
It's very simple, right?
他们已经在这个乘法的律之下了。
They are already under the law of multiplication.
但他们要归回那懦弱无用的小学。
But they want to go back to the
foolishness. 他99加100次的。
And they want to add 99 times. And when they add 99 40 times, they already forgot how many times they added.
Are you so senseless?
If you already know the law of multiplication, why do you go back to the elementary teachings?
弟兄姊妹，你看你们今天很多神的儿女就是做这样的事情。
You see, the children of God do this all the time today.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前需要活在信心的。
We need to live by faith before the Lord.
信而顺从。
Trust and obey.
顺从圣灵给我们的每一个感动。
Obey all the senses and moving of the Holy Spirit.
你发现一件事，你的生命开始长大。
And then you will see your life starts to grow.
虽然在外面的行为上，暂时可能还没有那么完全。
Even though on the outside, in your action, you might not have been perfect.
但因着你肯顺服圣灵的带领。
But because you're willing to obey the moving of
the Spirit. 你肯听圣灵的指教。
You are willing to listen to the teaching
of the Spirit. 他让你停下来，你就停下来。
If he tells you to
他让你下去把那个东西捡起来，你就去捡起来。
If he tells you to pick up something,
他让你跟太太说对不起，你就说对不起。
If he tells you to apologize to your wife,
他无论在哪件小事上让你做什么，你就顺着他去做。
In every smallest matter, you follow him.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你生命长大。
Then you realize your life is growing.
因为这个生命是从圣灵开始。
Because this life began in the spirit.
这个生命也在圣灵里长大。
And this life needs to grow in the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现加拉太书太宝贵了。
So you see, this Galatians, this book of Galatians, is very important, very precious.
如果我们不了解第三章所讲的内容
，If we don't understand this chapter 3,
我们受苦如此之多
，Then we suffer so many things,
都是徒然的
，in vain.
今天许多神的儿女受苦如此之多。
So many brothers and sisters, children of God, suffer so many things in vain. There are many suffering in our life.
许多家庭痛苦。
Many sufferings at home.
到了教会里侍奉也痛苦。
When you serve at church, there are sufferings. Why?
为什么？
Why is that?
因为人今天不晓得是借着信心活在圣灵的里面。
Because people do not understand, it is you need to live by faith.
这张圣经非常的宝贵。
And these scriptures are very precious.
当然，我们说到信心的时候
，Of course, he talks about faith.
这一段的圣经告诉我们，信心有几个拦阻。
And here he talks about there are a few.
我们都觉着说我们应该有信心的。
And we all know we need to
have faith. 我们都想着相信的。
We all want to believe.
但问题是，我们的信心，你发现在这个信主的路上有些拦阻的。
But there are obstacles when we want to.
需要把这些信心的拦阻把它除去的。
We need to.Put aside these
好让我们能够用这单简单的信就来信靠圣灵。
So by a simple faith, we can follow the Spirit.
让来信服圣灵。
To trust in the Spirit.
你发现我们整个基督徒的生活是不一样的生活。
And then you see your Christian life.
我们的见证是奇妙的。
And your testimony will be marvelous.
我们的见证不是很痛苦的。
It will not be one of suffering.
我们不是在这里做地狱之子。
We're not sons of hell.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是天国之子。
But we're sons of the kingdom of heaven.
我们生命中充满了奇妙。
We have our lives full of wonders.
所以我们要看见这个信心到底那个哪些地方出了问题。
You want to see? We need to see what's wrong with our faith.
在第一段里面
，In the first part，
这里说哈，你们。得了，你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？
Here you receive the Spirit by the works of law or by the hearing of faith.
在圣经里面，他在讲到这个信的时候，他特别加了一个字，听。
Here in the holy in the scripture, when he talks about faith, he added the word hearing with faith.
我发现许多神的儿女哈，信心软弱，是因为。该听的不好好听，不该听的乱听。
I realize many children of God because they are weak in the reason that they're weak in the faith is because they do not listen to the right things.
我们是在感谢神，每一年神都为我们预备丰富的供应。
We thank the Lord that every year He provides us abundantly.
他实在用他的大能为我们预备了夏令聚会。
With His mighty works, He provides.
我觉着每一次能够这样的和众弟兄姊妹聚在主的面前是何等的。难得的机会。
I feel like it's such a precious opportunity.
这是我们来到主面前听的时候。
This is the time we come before the Lord.
如果我们盼望我们的信心能够是刚强的
，If we want to have a faith,
我们的信心能够抬起头来，高过我们四围一切的环境。
If we want to lift up our faith above all our environment,
弟兄姊妹，当主向我们说话的时候，我们要听。
And when the Lord speaks to us, we need to listen.
我们要安静的好好的听。
We need to be quiet and listen.
有人跟我说，嗨，夏令会，夏令会有录音的。
Some people say, oh, summer conference, there are recordings.
别的聚会可能没录音的。
Perhaps there are no recordings of other messages, but the summer conference there will be recordings.
我费那么大力气，我倾家荡产去了，到那不也一样听吗
？Why would I give up everything and go to the summer conference and we listen the same way?
就坐在车上一边开车一边就听了吗
？Why couldn't I just stay in my car and listen to the messages while I'm driving?
你知道我问过许多的弟兄姊妹。
I asked many brothers and sisters.
那些真正能够听见神声音的人
，those who can hear the word of the Lord，
每一次他们在聚会中真的听见神向他们说话的
，those who can really hear the voice of God in the gatherings，
我跟他说没关系，回来听 tape。
If I tell them, oh, don't worry, you can go home and listen to the recordings.
他说太不一样了。
They will tell us it's so very
different. 你一边开车，一边做饭，一边读书，一边听。该听的都没听见了。
It's not the same when you listen to the message when you're working and studying, cooking, when you try to do or cleaning.
这个举个例子倒听进去了。
And you hear all the examples.
有的时候一个笑话倒听进去了。
You hear the jokes.
你知道我们这个人真的是该听的没听见，不该听的听了很多。
You see, all of us, we do not listen to what we should listen, but we hear a lot of things that we doesn't matter.
这里说这个是听信。
Here he says the hearing.
每一次我们来到主的面前，一同来读他话语的时候。
Every time as we come before the Lord to read His words.
说主啊，让我一个可听的耳朵。
We need to pray that Lord give us an ear that can listen.
如果我们的耳朵不是一个可听的耳朵
，If our ears cannot hear,
弟兄姊妹，我们的信心常常抬不起头来。
Then our faith cannot be lifted up.
甚至有的时候有一些的异教，有一些的这个。掺杂的东西，我们反而把它听进去了。
Even some heresies, some mixtures,
甚至世上的一些哲学、那些心理学、那些什么神学，我们都听进去了。
Many philosophies and psychologies and theologies of this world comes into us.
我们的信心怎么起得来
？How can our faith be lifted up？
这里说是听信。
Here is the hearing of faith.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们听主的话太重要了。
It's so important to hear the word of the Lord.
后面他就接着告诉我们。
And he continues to tell us,
我们的信心在神面前一个另外一个很大的拦阻。
And another obstacle of our faith before the Lord,
就是徒然受苦。
It is that we suffer in vain.
你知道信心就让人有忍耐的。
And faith gives us endurance.
有些弟兄姊妹受了很多的苦。
Many people have suffered a lot.
家里有很多的混乱。
There are many confusions at home.
生活中许多的压力。
There are many chaos and.
他们说我们有信心，我们就忍住了。
And they say,
我们就咬着牙，绷着脸就都忍住了。
I will clench my teeth. and I will persevere.
我们受苦如此之多。
I suffer so much.
但是这里说常常是徒然。
But here it tells us a lot of times it was in vain.
弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到了痛苦，遇到了软弱，遇到失败的时候
，When we encounter suffering or weakness or failures,
忍耐是很好的。
It's good that we endure.
但是我们要来到主的面前。
But we need to come before the Lord.
问问为什么。
And ask the Lord why.
为什么我这么痛苦？
Why am I suffering so much?
我记得那个时候我非常痛苦。
I remember at the time I was suffering a lot.
因为我的良心一直受仇敌的控告。
Because my conscience was constantly accused by the enemy.
因为我生活中许多的软弱。
There are many weaknesses in my life.
所以我觉得我生活太痛苦。
So I thought it's so sorrowful.
我特别怕主日聚会。
I'm afraid of.
我又特别爱主日聚会。
I love Sunday gatherings.
因为和弟兄姊妹在一起，我很欢喜。
Because there's always so much joy gathering.
可是来到主的面前，我里面就有定罪。
But then there's accusation as I come before.
我非常的痛苦。
And I was very sorrowful.
弟兄姊妹，受苦如此之多，难道都是徒然的吗？
Do I suffer so many things in vain?
如果这么受苦都是徒然的，
If all these sufferings are in vain,
我们的信心一直抬不起头。
Then our faith cannot be lifted up.
感谢主。当我们来到主面前求问的时候
We thank the Lord as we beseech before the Lord
主啊我为什么这样痛苦
I asked him why am I suffering so much
主就给我看见说 Lord, 我不认识他的宝血
The Lord showed me that I do not know his precious blood
我不晓得主已经称我为义了
We do not know that he already reckoned me as righteous
哦我受苦如此之多难道都是徒然
I suffer so much is it just in vain
弟兄姊妹在我们的生活里面我们跟夫妻我们跟配偶我们跟孩子之间有多少的痛苦
But brothers and sisters so often we suffer a lot Between me, our
children, 千万不要让这些痛苦是徒然了。
Do not let these sufferings go in vain.
受苦如此之多，难道都是徒然的吗？
We suffer so many things. Is it just?
我们总要来到主的面前。
We need to come before the.
我们问一问，到底这个痛苦是怎么来的？
We need to ask him where did these sufferings.
你说我就忍了。
You say I just want.
像加勒太人一样，我们就忍住了，以为这样就属灵了。
Just like Galatians, you endure.
以为这样就是背十字架了。
Thinking that's carrying the cross.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样的受苦都是徒然的话
，But if we suffer in vain,
我们一直落在捆绑的当中
，Then we're in bondage.
我们信心没有办法抬起头来
，Our faith cannot be lifted.
那后面我们就看见说，这个当圣灵在这启示的时候
，Later it says when the Holy Spirit reveals himself to us.
我们大家都知道，说到那亚伯拉罕的后裔的时候，他特别说的。哪一个子孙
When he spoke of the descendant of Abraham, it says to the seed.
哎呀，这句话太重要了。
And it's so important.
这一个读圣经的人读得太细了。
And those who read the Bible, read it very carefully.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们信心抬不起头来，因为我们读圣经的时候太马虎了。
So often we cannot lift up our faith because we read it and carelessly.
哦，马虎的人常常信心抬不起头来。
Those who are careless cannot lift up their faith.
主说你们必晓得真理。
Because the Lord says you will know the truth.
真理必叫你们得以自由。
And the truth will set you free.
但问题是，当我们在主面前读圣经的时候，
When we read
我们都把它马虎掉了。
We ignore all.
我们这点马虎一点，那点马虎一点，最后我们都定罪自己了。
We're careless here and we ignore there.
我们就以为说我们要守律法了。
And we say we need to follow the law.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们这个看见说这个信心的根基是什么
？But brothers and sisters, we need to see the foundation.
信心的根基乃是主的话
，which is the word of the Lord.
哦，多少的时候主的话解开的时候
？So often when the word of the Lord is opened before us.
圣经说就是愚人通达。
And it says even the foolish person become wise.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们都是愚昧的。
We're all foolish.
我们常常活在痛苦里面而不自知的。
And we live in sufferings and sorrows.
但是当我们来到主的话语面前，在那里默想，在那里仔细的查考的时候
，As we come before the word of the
这个马丁路德身上岂不就是这样吗
？Do you not see in Brother Martin Luther?
当他在那里好像要在那里要遵行律法的时候
，When he wants to follow the law.
圣灵把圣经的一句话照亮在他的。
The Holy Spirit enlightened one.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
哦，弟兄姊妹，他整个的生命都改变。
And his whole life was changed.
他整个的信心的起来了。
His whole faith was lifted.
最后，我们看见说，这里面看见一个我们信心的一个最后的一个拦阻。
Here you see this last obstacle. portrayed here.
就是我们对自己太相信了。
It's the self-confidence.
自信的人常常是一个实在信心是很小的一个人。
Those who are self-confident have very little faith.
只有我们来到主的面前。
We can only come before
主借着他的管教。
And through his discipline.
让我们真的认识我们自己。
Will come to know ourselves.
在我们的肉体之中毫无良善。
And there is nothing good in us.
让我们不敢依靠我们自己一点点。
So that we do not dare to trust and rely on ourselves at all.
你发现我们的信心就抬起头来了。
And then you see your faith will be
lifted. 多少时候我们太多的依靠。
So often we rely on everything else. We have so many methods.
这些都成为我们信心的极大的拦阻。
That all becomes obstacles of our faith.
感谢主，这一章圣经其实它内容很简单。
But we thank the Lord. You see the it's very simple.
但是非常重要。
But it's very important.
这是整个基督徒生活的关键。
It is the key of all Christian life.
这是整个新约化时代的一个特点。
It is the characteristic of the New Testament.
你要问旧约的特点是什么呢？就是律法。
If you see the Old Testament, it's about the
law. 你要问整个新约的特点是什么？那就是圣灵。
If you ask about the New Testament, the Holy Spirit.
如果在我们身上，我们常常享受不到圣灵，弟兄姊妹，我们今天怎么能够在新约里面成为主的见证呢？
If we cannot live, receive the Holy Spirit, how can we be a testimony in the New
Testament? 而这一个进入的道路又是何等的简单。
And this way to enter in is so simple.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
单单印着信。
Only by faith.
信心就足够了。
Faith is enough.
我们都是以信为本的人。
We all, begin by faith.
我们都领受了那个从神应许给亚伯拉罕的祝福。
We have all received the blessings that God promised Abraham.
就是神的圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
愿神借着这些话来提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us through His words.
弟兄姊妹，我们要天天活在借着信心活在圣灵的里面。
That daily we need to live by faith in the Holy Spirit.
在整个教会里的见证不一样。
Then you see the testimony of the
church will change. 我们的生命也不一样了。
Then our life will change.
我们开始长大。
And we start to grow.
我们开始向着标杆直跑。
We start to run towards the goal.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你在十字架上为我们所成功的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation that you accomplished on the cross.
我们是在求圣灵把这十字架的真理再启示在我们的里面。
We beseech you that may you reveal the truth of the Holy Spirit in us.
让我们看见你不仅把我们的肉体和邪情私欲一同的钉死在十字架上。
We see not only you have crucified our flesh and all theOur condemnation.
你今天更在十字架上救我们脱离了律法的咒诅。
But you also saved us out of the curse of the law.
让我们今天得着所应许的圣灵。
That we can receive the Holy Spirit of promise.
感谢你让我们借着简单的信就可以享受这样无穷无尽的丰富。
With this simple faith, we can receive all the abundance in you.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
因为都是你为我们做成的。
It is so accomplished by you.
主啊，是求主你来加添我们的信心。
May you increase our faith.
让我们在你面前都凭信来到主的面前。
So that with faith we can come before you.
你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.